Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the third year. We've been discussing the din of smicha, that there are two dinim in smicha. There's a din on the cheftz of the carbon that it has to be leaned on, and there's also a din in the gavra that he has to do smicha on the carbon. So we still have to understand what the shaychus of smicha is to shechita, as we saw in the first year, that when the person, we had a havamina, that when the person doesn't do smicha techef l'shchita, the shchita is not going to be kosher. Kamash malan, that it is kosher. It's not ideal, but it's kosher. What's the havamina? So why did the Rambam have to be mechadesh the shchita sukshera? Why not? We also have to understand the lashon of the Gemara in Tzmur and Erchem Beis Amid Aleph Menachat Sadi Gimel Amid Aleph, that the smicha is called self hekdesh because it's smucha l'shchita. And Rabbeinu Gershom Oragola writes that self hekdesh, Hainu smicha v'techef la shchita u'mechalya hekdesh. And that's when the hekdesh is finished, after the smicha, and then shchita, and then the hekdesh is finished. And Menachas, he adds, that smicha b'shas shchita, hisha shemevaro min ha'olam. That's when it's removed from the world. So what does Rabbeinu Gershom want? Why did he just say that shchita is the end of hekdesh, because that's the end of the din of the hekdesh? And even if it wouldn't be misbayar min ha'olam, it would be self-hektesh. So it appears as follows, that based on what we explained, that there's an additional din of smicha mitzad the karban, besides the din of mitzad the gavra, that the etzem ha'chefte shel ha'karban requires smicha, we can make the following chakir. If the kiyum din smicha is like a carbon mechayim, because the smicha is done while the animal is alive, or the chalos kiyum of smicha is the carbon la'achar hashchita, that smicha is medine hakrabas hakarban, and the hakrava starts from the shchita. Just the maisa hashchita, the maisa hasmicha is done mechayim. So what is smicha? Is smicha like a carbon mechayim, or is it a carbon la'achar shchita? Even though it's done while it's still alive, but it's still midine hakrabas hakarbon, and the krava starts from the shchita. Just the maisa hasmicha is done mechayim. So is it a din of before the shchita or after the shchita? Then afkamina b'karbon shemitzad shein hakarbon shelo mechayim ein bo din smicha. If you have a carbon, then mitzad its shem carbon mechayim, and it doesn't have a din smicha, but it's going to change after the shchita to a carbon that does have a din smicha. That according to the first tzad, of course, you would not have to do smicha, because mechayim it's not a carbon. But letzad hasheni, that smicha is medin hakrava lachar misa, then it would require smicha. And we could be machriach like the second sad from Tosin Zvach in Tesamid Bey, Tesamid Aleph. Dibur Maschil Inami, that the Gemara there asks, why don't we say that when a person shechs a Pesach b'shayim ois hashana l'shem b'chor, let it be like a b'chor le'inyin shelo yaton nisachim u'le'inyin, that it should be given to the Kohanim. So when a person shechs a Pesach b'shayim ois hashana for the sake of b'chor, let it be like the Bechor, with respect to the fact that just like a Bechor doesn't require Nisachim, either does this carbon. And just like the Bechor is given to the Kohanim, so too this carbon is given to the Kohanim. And Tosis says, that's what the Gemara asks. Tosis says, we could also have said that if it comes like a Bechor, it doesn't require Smicha. Like it says in Menachas, Sadi Beis Amid Beis, Bechor, Umayser, Upesach, don't require Smicha. And look there in the Sfas Emes, who explains that even though smicha mechaim, and before shchita it's not considered a bechor, nevertheless, what Tosis means is that if there would be a din that you can shecht it l'shem bechor, it wouldn't require smicha when he wants to shecht it l'shem bechor. Ayin sham in the Sfas Emes. Harei lehedya, the salves are chakira. That the chiyuv smicha is talui bedino shel ha'karban shel la'achar ha'shchita. the chiyuv smicha depends on the din of the karban, the status of the karban after the smicha, and where the karban la'achar shchita, in a case where a karban after being sacrificed, it's going to be changed now into a karban that doesn't require smicha, you don't do smicha, even mechayim. Buhadin ipcha, the same thing fakert. That if you have a karban shmechayim ein bodin smicha, ula'achar shchita, it's now going to be changed, it's now going to be transformed into a karban that has a din smicha, then somchim alav mechayim. Because the kiyum smicha b'karban is a din of al-achar shchita, whatever the status is going to be after the shchita. So if after the shchita it's a smicha dika karban, you have to do smicha. If after the shchita it's not, you don't have to. So now, Rav Olifant was mechadish as follows, that's the yisod, the din of teichef the smicha shchita. We require that this shmicha should, smicha, the shmicha, we require that the smicha should be mishtayechet umityacheset lakorban shelachar hashchita. We need that the smicha should relate to the korban after the shchita. And when there was no smicha teichef l'shchita, when there was no smicha before the shchita, it cannot relate to the karban after shchita. So this is all b'din smicha shemitzad karban, but b'din smicha shemitzad gavra, that's not shaykh to the karban delachar shchita, and the kiyum is b'karban mechayim while it's still alive, and therefore vis-a-vis the din of the gavra to do smicha, you don't require teichef l'smicha shchita, as we explained in the earlier shiurim. So now we understand the Rambam very well, that if you didn't do smicha teichef l'smicha shchita, the shchita is kosher, because based on what we said, the kim smicha is b'karban shelachar shchita, and therefore there's a shaychus between the smicha and the shchita, that smicha is midin akrabas hakarban, akrabam, it starts from the shchita. And that's what the Rambam is mechadesh, that even though there was no smicha teichef l'shchita, and the smicha does not relate to the karban shelachar shchita, shchita is still kshera, because smicha is not ma'akev, and because of that, the Rambam was masmich the din that smicha is not ma'akev and is mechaper, and even though it's mechaper, malin alav akos, malin alav kilo lo keeper, is like it wasn't mechaper, that smicha that wasn't right before the shchita, it's like mitzad the karban, he didn't do smicha at all. Because that's why Alpha Pisha that it was mechaper, it's malin alav kilo lo keeper, it's a shvacha kapara. Why? Because mitzad the karban, he didn't do smicha, because the smicha relates to the shchita. There's no smicha teichef l'shchita, so he loses out on that. And that's also the biur and divrei Rabbeinu Gershom Mor HaGadol, that shchita is a sof hekdesh, da'az mechalia hekdesh, that's when the hekdesh ends. Notice that the shchita, from the shchita, the hakrava starts, and that is mechala the karban, which is the tachlis, mechalia hekdesh. That's the tachlis in the self of the hekdesh. That's the end, that's the purpose of the hekdesh. And the kamash malan is that smicha is called sof hekdesh. It's for this reason, sheitzichalet yaches la korban shelachar shchita. The reason smicha is called sof hekdesh is because it has to relate to the karban after shchita. She's sofa kravas a hekdesh v'kiluyav, that's the end of hekdesh. The shchita is the end of hekdesh and the completion. Givaldik. Vine, anachnu mamshichim hala. Borosh Hashanah daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. Hagemara maksha that from the Mishnah there it's muchach that you don't allow women to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And the Braisa says, Ein ma'akvin lo'as anashim lo'as atinokos miltko b'yomtev. So which one is it? You ma'akiv them or not? And for Abaye, HaRabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Desan Yedabrel b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael somchiv, b'nei Yisrael somchos to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon oimrim, nashim somchos rishus. So we have to speak to the Jewish people, tell them to do smicha, because B'nai Yisrael do smicha, and B'nos Yisrael don't do smicha. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, b'nei Yisrael somchin, ve'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. And that explains that you're ma'akev the nashim l'tkol b'Rosh Hashanah. V'yosim Reb Shimon say nashim somchos v'shus. Rashi explains the Ramaskal Han Nashim that the reason Ma'akev Nashim litkoa is because they're pati legamrei to mitzvishes mangram. When they blow, it's Baal Tosif. And the Gemara is told of this in the Machlokes if Nashim somchos rishus. The Leman de'amar Nashim somchos rishus. We see that even though they're pater, there is no Isser. And Huadin, they're also allowed to be Makayim, the mitzvese shes mangram. But if ain't nashim somchos rishus, they're also not allowed to be mekayim mitzvahs man gram. Afrek the shagas aryeh, simon kufhei, that in chagiga to zayin amid beis, the Gemara concludes that according to the man that we require simicha b'chol kocho, gam l'Rabbi Yosi, ainan mutaris l'simcha b'chol kocho. According to the man that simicha has to be done with all your strength, also according to Rabbi Yosi, the nashim somchos rishus, they're not allowed to do simicha b'chol kocho, because the rov on the yisra avoda b'kotchim. They're just allowed to do smicha be'akfuye yada she'ein b'zem yishum avoyde b'kotchim. They're only allowed to do smicha if they put their hands on lightly, and that's not considered avoyde b'kotchim. And if so, the one who doesn't hold nashim somchos rishus, the reason must not be because of Baal Tosif. Because there's no Baal Tosif when you do smicha ba'akfuye yada. If they're not doing a proper smicha, that's not Baal Tosif. And it's only to make the women feel better we do this, but not because it's Baal Tosif. And the reason they're not allowed to do it, not allowed to be somich ba'akfuye yada in general, is because even smicha ba'akofas hayad, it looks like avod b'kotchim like Tosis is in Erev and Sadiv of Amar Aleph Softi Ramaskal Michal. And if so, how do we know to learn from smicha to sha'ar mitzvahs esse she'azman grama she'asurot l'kayman mishum shavrot bazal baal tosif? How can we learn from one for the other? From smicha to other mitzvahs she'azman grama is that the women are not allowed to be makayim because they're over in baal tosif. By smicha itself, the reason is not because of baal tosif. The reason we don't let women do smicha is not because of Baal Tosif, because if we allow them to do it Ba'kufe Yadayim, Ba'kofase Yadayim, then it's not an issue of Baal Tosif. So therefore Mehechi Tesi that women aren't allowed to be Mekayim Mitzvishas Man Gramas Al Baal Tosif. So if Olifan Zetzal was Mechadesh, that based on what we said in the previous shir, that in Smicha there are two dinim. There's the din of smichas bailum, which is din on the gaver, baal carbon lismoch, and there's another din of smicha mitzad a carbon, and the carbon requires smicha. And then afkaminas legabe adin shall techef lismicha shchita. That this din was only said in smicha shemitzad a carbon, aval besmicha shemitzad in smichas bailum, we do not require techef lismicha shchita. Because this smicha is no shaychus to the dine carbon of akravasim. So according to this, we can say that Rashi holds that just like these two dine smicha are fundamentally different, so too there's also a difference beguf maisa smicha. That you require smicha b'chol kocho is only b'smicha shemitzad a carbon. But smicha mitzad din smichas bailim doesn't require smicha b'chol kocho. And there's a kiyum mitzvah smicha even by kufei yadayim. Not that Rabbi Yossi holds that nashim somchos rishus by kufei yada. It's not just a maisis smicha be'almat that we give them nachas ruach, but rather there's a kiyum mitzvah smicha midan din smichas bailim. We just don't allow them to do smicha b'chol kocho because avodu b'kotchim, but we allow them to do a little bit mitzad the din of smichas bailim, not mitzad the din of the smicha on the carbon. So now we understand that after Rabbi Yossi asks women to do smicha afilu b'kofas yadayim, it's not because it looks like avodah b'kotchim, like we said before, But rather, because they're over on Baal Tosif, that this smicha entails vis-a-vis the Bailim. That you have a mitzvah smicha of the Bailim, and this is a Baal Tosif, we allow the women to do it. And therefore we can learn from here, like the Gemara says, to all mitzvah says Ishtanan Grama, that women are not allowed to be Mekayim because they're over on Baal Tosif. So this concludes this particular Mahalach, and we give ourselves a bracha that we should continue learning this very, very chashuv sugya. L'lmodu l'lameid l'shmor b'lasos, u'l'kayim is called divrei samu torasu bi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most, most beloved friends.